Yesterday, we spoke about the Shvua of an Eid Echad. Chazal say that it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yakum Eid Echad B'ish L'chol Oven U'L'chol Chatas, and we learn from there, L'chol Oven U'L'chol Chatas, who the Einoi Kam, Avol Kamu L'Shvua. On top of that, there was a Braisa, Kam Makam Sheshnayim Mechai V'Noisei Momin, Eid Echad Mechai V'Shvua. Yesterday, we spoke out the Nifla de Getshuva from the Noid of Yehuda in Evin Ezer, Madura Tinyona Simen Ayim Vav, who discuss why did Chazal need this Hoysafa? What is this Braisa, this Lashon of Kamak Shnayim Mechayv Noisa Mamin Eid Echad Mechayv Shvua, adding to the Ikur Drasha of La Yakum Eid Echad Be'ish L'Chal Avin L'Chal Chatas L'Chal Avin L'Chal Chatas Huda Inekam Avol Kamu L'Shvua. But this is the basic halacha that everybody knows, and that is Eid Echad B'Mamin can't be Mechayv Mamin. What is he Mechayv? He's Mechayv Shvua. The Ktzoyis HaChoshen in Simen Lamed Ches, Siv Koten He, clears the following shayla. He says, I had a suffix. What would be if you have an Eid Echad that is made that somebody owes somebody money? So Reuven goes over to Shimon, he says, you owe me $100. Shimon says, Lehoyu Dvar Me'olam. Reuven produces an Eid Echad that says that Shimon actually owes Reuven money. Shimon has to swear Shvur Deiraisa, Shvur Seid Echad. Shimon is a Choshed Al HaShvur. And because he's a chashal ashvu, we saw in the Mishnah, here in the beginning of Parakol and Ishban, Shimon can't swear. What's the halacha? So in certain instances, the halacha is that mitoich she'enu yachal yishava, mishal. Shimon now was told by Bezdin, you're going to have to pay. You were mechuyev to swear shvu say dachad. You couldn't swear because you were a chashud. Mitoich she'enu yachal yishava, mishal. As a result, you now have a chiyav mam. What would be, said the Ktzois, if afterwards this Eid Echad was found to be an Eid Zoyme? Would he have to pay Kasha Zomam, or would he not have to pay Kasha Zomam? Ordinarily, you don't think of Kasha Zomam in the context of an Eid Echad, because Eid Echad is not Mechayiv Mamin. Eid Echad is only Mechayiv Shvua. So, Eid Echad was found to be an Eid Zoyme when he wanted to be Mechayiv Shvua. What exactly is the Kasha Zomam going to be? It doesn't make a lot of sense. But says the Ktzois, I have a case where an Eid Echad could be Mechayiv Mamin. Where the nitva was a chashut, and as a result, the din was mitoich she'ena yachal yishava mishalim. Now, kumtois Eid Echad is being mechayim mamim. If Eid Echad is found to be an Eid Zoyman, clears the ktois, is he going to have to pay a kasha zomam, or is he not going to have to pay a kasha zomam? Ktois says that at the muscharishin, it's totally in a gemara, but a mitzia daft alad amad aleph, with a toisvis over there, dibra amaschal Eid Echad yechiach, but at the end, the ktois says, elashalibi mahaseis. He says, my heart is not 100% sure. And the reason is, at the end of the day, Hazama is a Chiddush HaTorah. It's a Xeris HaKosov. And the case is talking about with two Edom are being Mechayiv. So Mehecha Teisi be Mechadish, that there should be a parsha of Kasha Zomam when the Edus over here is an Edus of an Edach. Meaning it's true, I found a case where an Edach could be Mechayiv Mamin. Mitoich Sheni Yachal L'Shava Meshalim. But Libi Mahase says the Ktsois, the Krok Yiksiv Kasha Zomam B'Shnei Edom Hudachsev. Either way, this is Dvar Matikin. This is the Ktsois's Chakira in Simen Lamed Ches, Nifkotten Hei. In Michas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Lamed Zayin, brings the Ktsois. And he asks a bomb kasha on the Ktsois from a Mefurish Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchas Eidos. It's in Perichov Aleph. It's Halacha Hei. The Rambam over there is talking about the Halachas of a Soita. So we know the Halacha of a Soita is that in the event that this Eidei Kinoi and this Eidei Stira, then if an Eid Echad would come and say that the woman was Mizana, the halach is, she would be Vadai Tomei. Right? Ordinarily, when it comes to Dovah Shabbat Erva, Ein Dovah Shabbat Erva Pachas Mishayim. But the Gemara says in Soita that Beis, that once this Eidei Kinoi and this Eidei Stira, there's already a Raglaim Ladovah, that something must have happened here. Once there's a Raglaim Ladovah, an Eid Echad is believed to say that she's Tomei, and even though it's a Dovah Shabbat Erva, ordinarily an Eid Echad is not believed by a Dovah Shabbat Erva, this is an exception to the rule. What's the Makartu? It's actually learned out from a pasuk. It says, the Eid Ein Ba, wherever it says Eid means two. We learn from there that there's a time that an Eid Echad would be believed. What is that case? When you have the Raglaim Ladovah that comes about, Eidei the Kinoi V'Stira. Says the Rambam, Hoyu Shnei Eidim, for the Kinoi and for the Stira. What would be Eidei Kinoi V'Stira? So who's Mulaik? In the event that there's Eidei Kinoi and there's Eidei Stira, and they were found to be Zaymimin, Talach is they get Malkus. But Eid Echad V'Heyet Shezinso Achara Kinoi V'Astira. What would be If an Eid Echad was made, that there was a Znus, after there was already a Kinyan Estira. And then that Eid was found to be a Zayme, Mishalim, Ksuba, the halacha is, this Eid right now would have to pay Kasha Zama. What would the Kasha Zama that he would have to pay? He would have to pay the Ksuba. So the Rambam says, if there were Eid Kinyan and there were Eid Estira, and then an Eid Echad came and said Zinsa, and then that Eid Echad was found to be an Eid Zayme, the halacha is, Mishalim, Ksubasa. Why? Because he's an Eid Zayme. Break the Michas Chinuch. Isn't this the Ktsois of Shaila? The Ktsois had a suffix. The Ktsois wanted to know what would be in the event that you have an Eid Echad that's being Mechayiv Mamon. Eid Echad can't be Mechayiv Mamon. Yeah, Eid Echad is Mechayiv Shvum. It's possible for an Eid Echad to be Mechayiv Mamon. And the Ktsois said, Libi Mahases, that being that the Pasuk in the Torah of Azam is talking about two Eidim, could be this Dar Din. Stav Zayin Tzvei Eidim. And even though you found a legal loophole, you came up with a Lam Deshei Chatimtsa where an Eid Echad could be Mechayiv Mamon, it doesn't bite the halacha that as it relates to Azam. It's a mefurish Rambam. The Rambam says it not regarding Shavuos Eid Echad, regarding an Eid Echad b'tumah, but it's an Eid Echad where the Torah believed in. And you see clearly, if it comes an Eid Zaymim, that loch is he's going to be Meshalim Ksubasa. And at the end of this kasha says the Mechas Chinuch ubemechilas kfoy Torosoy shalaktsoy sachoyshim nela mimenu divrei Rambam mana. It sounds to me like the Ktsois forgot a Rambam. It's a mefurish Rambam. How could the Ktsois have not been Mitzayim this Mefurish Rambam? So in Yeshiva, the Mahalach, to be Miyashiv, this Rambam, and if you want to see it innovating, you can take a look in the latest edition of Avoy Vam from Yedidi, Reb Luza Rubin, Shlita, and this is in Simen Pei Vav, it's page Tof Pei Vav. It's a very, very, very big sefer. This is page 886. And it's not the end of the sefer, not even close. But either way, on page Tuf Pei Vav, he brings some of the raid, and it's really based on something that's in the Ginzi Agrach, which is Ksav Yakotshoi, Shel Maron, Hagoy Reb Chaim Brisker. But I'll call upon him the Mahalach to be Miyashiv, this Ktsois. And not to say what the Michas Chinuch said, that the Ktsois Poshit forgot a Rambam. It goes something like this. And that is, there's a fundamental difference between the fact that an Eid Echad is Neman B'Soita and the fact that an Eid Echad is Neman B'Shvuah. And really, to say this a little bit better, there are different times that we find that an Eid Echad is Neman. But really, let's focus for a minute on Eid Echad B'Soita. Why is it that an Eid Echad is believed when it comes to Soita? So again, there were Eidei Kinui, the way Eidei Stira. So we know something is not Peseida. Now an Eid Echad comes and says she was Mazan. Ordinarily, Ein Dover Sheva Erva Pachas Mishnayim. But in this case, where there's already a Raglaim Ladover, over here the Eid Echad is going to be believed. What's the reason? Ein Dover Sheva Erva Pachas Mishnayim, Dover Mi Mamayim, say she need to Eidim. Mechatesi, why is it that an Eid Echad is going to be believed? The Teretz is the Loshen HaGemara, because there's already a Raglaim Ladover. In other words, when do you need two Eidim? When there's no Raglaim Ladover? When we're shooting in the dark? We have no idea. Did this happen or did this not happen? So the Torah says, Al pi shnayim Eidim, oy al pi shloisha Eidim. Then you have two Eidim. But b'chai gavna, when there's a Raglaim Ladover already, then there's an idea of an Eid Echad being believed. The Emes says you find it in another area in Halacha. Eid Echad be'Eidos Isha. What's the Halacha of Eidos Isha? A married woman, if she wants to get married under the pretense that her husband is no longer alive, L'chayra would need two Eidim to walk at the Bezin to say that she's no longer a married woman. Ein Davash of Erva, Pachas Mishnayim. Right now she's an Eishes Ish. You don't want to be an Eishes Ish. Okay, it's a Davash of Erva. You need two Eidim. Stating that, we know Isha Shalach Bailam Dina Sayam, and Eid Echad comes, he's believed. Even Apostle, what's the Pshad and all that? The Pshad is because Daik Isha Mintzaba, Mitoy Chemeshach Martala Besoyfei Katala Betchilasa, Nils David Leglue. Right? There's a million svaras. But how do all the svaras add up? They add up that there's a raglaim ledover over here, that what this Eid Echad is saying is true. And because there's a raglaim ledover, so it's for that reason we're going to believe the Eid Echad. Meaning there's a musig where we believe in Eid Echad that an Eid Echad should not be believed. But the reason we're believing the Eid Echad is because there's already a raglaim ledover, so that over here what we're saying is that with an Eid Echad I can almost get to where I need to get. Ordinarily, when I had to Eidim. Now, it's got the geschmack that the case of Eid Echad B'Soita and the case of Eid Echad are not the same cases. The first difference is Eid B'Soita is a din d'iraisa. It's looked out from the Eidim Ba. Eid Echad B'Eid Echad is Yesh Koyach B'Yad Chachamim Lak Kedavim in HaTorah, right? Toisus Kreis Akash in the beginning of Perik Yisrael, what's going on over here? I thought in Koyuch Yad Chamalak Adam and HaTorah, Pikum Vasei, Toisus says, sometimes yeah, but the bottom line is, one is a din d'iraisa, the other is a din d'rapana. But at the end of the day, the gather is the same. And that is, that even though Be'etzim, when it comes to Davish of Erev, you need to weigh them, sometimes an Erechad is believed. When? If it's working B'tziruf with a Raglaim L'davar. The gather of the Nemanus of Erechad Be'et Soit Be'et Asisha is that there's a Raglaim L'davar, thus an Erechad will be maspik. It's almost as if the Eid Echa together with the Raglaim L'Davar gets me. It fills up the kois exactly where two Eidim ordinarily would fill up the kois. Two Eidim get me to a certain place. Eid Echa with Raglaim L'Davar can do the same thing. What's the halacha of an Eid Echa that's Mechayev Shvua? Eid Echa Mechayev Shvua is the Geder Advarim that the Eid Echa B'Shvua is like two Eidim? No Sheiches. That's not the Vard. The Vard is that in Kala Terekula, Eidus Fadus two Eidim. The Torah was mechadish asedo sort parasha, where the amount of edus that you need, the sheer edus, is an eid echad. When we trust the eid echad to be mechayu shvua, it's not the pshat that we're seeing up the clarkite that ordinarily we would have with two edim, albeit with an eid echad. I see the clarkite of an eid echad. This parsha is telling me that the clarkite that I can get through an Eid Echad is going to be enough. It's also being mechadish that the Eidus of an Eid Echad is an Eidus, because ordinarily a Chefetz of an Eidus requires two Eidus. Kamash Lonir, that it's a Chefetz of Eidus, even though it's an Eid Echad. But here's the Nekuda. The Nekuda is when an Eid Echad is believed by Soito, and an Eid Echad is believed by Eidus Isha, the Nemanus that I walk away with after I mekabel the Eidus is the same mos. It's the same shin amonus I walk away with when there are two Eidim. When an Eid Echad is mechayev shvua, the level of nemonus that I walk away from is nowhere near the nemonus of two Eidim. If it was the nemonus of two Eidim, it would be mechayev mamon. That's the whole point. It's not the nemonus of two Eidim. It's lehedya, not like two Eidim are being made. It's Eid Echad. Aber the halacha is, chamachim sheshnayim mechayev noisei mamon, Eid Echad mechayev oisei shvua. But the point is that the Eidus that I have is merinit an Eidus for an Eid Echad. So say dolomdim, and it's again rooted in something that Reb Chaim Brisker said, that it could be the Ktzois held, that in his Gzeres HaKosov, that the only time there's a parish of Azama is two Eidim, it's not the pshat that there are two people talking. That's not the Nakud, there's two people as it relates to, if you want to be Mitzdar Flaminion, you have two, not only one. That's not the Nakuda. The Nakuda is that I have the Nemanus of Trey. When I have the Nemanus of Trey, and there's a Hazama, it's this Da parish of an Azama. But when all I have is the Nemanus of an Eid Echad, if Hazaz sort Nemanus, there's not kein parish fun Hazama. The Ktzois knew the Rambam in Hilchis Eidos Perich of Aleph Halacha Hey, but the Ktzois held that Eid Echad be Eidos Soit is not a Tzushtal to his Shailo. Eid Echad be Eidos Soit, even though it's an Eid Echad, but that Eid Echad, two Zoif in a Monus of two. Because in two Zoif in a Monus like, of two, it's as if there are two. Because the Ktzois' other side is not that you need two bodies. That's not his Var. His Var is you need the Monus, the Shir in a Monus that you get from two. It's Shaykh in the Parish of Soit. It's Xeris HaKosev and a mocker, but at the end of the day, in that parish, it was neschadish that by one person talking, I can see up the namonis of two. That's something that's true. But in the soita, memel is no different than two eidim. The ktsoisa's whole shaila is when it's an eidachad that's mechayev shvua. There, the whole chetz of the namonis of the eidachad is merinit to be mechayev shvua. Now, this grad heichatim to where it can lead to a chayev mamim. Mitoishen yachal ishav and mishalim. By the way, that's all major lamdash hakira. When you learn these sugis in yeshiva, how can an eidachad taka be mechayev mamim? I thought it can't be mechayev mamim. Is the pshat really? It could be mechayev mamon. It's the ishvua that's mechayev the mamon. Tvar matikin. It's beyond the scope of this. We're just focusing on one thing. There's a chiluk between the nemanus of the Eid Echad b'soita ube'eid asisha versus the nemanus of the Eid Echad when it comes to an Eid Echad being mechayev shvua. And really, if you just look at this from a very, very global level, there are different times where you find Eid Echad as neman. Eid Echad neman b'yisurin is one. Number two, you find this idea when there's some sort of raglaim ladover, Eid Echad is going to be believed, and then you find Eid Echad that's mechayev shvua. V'loy roi zeh k'roi zeh, v'loy roi zeh k'roi zeh. Hatzad hashava shebohen is that they're all heichetimtzes where Eid Echad is believed, even though it says in the Torah more than once that you need two Eidim in order to be made. It doesn't matter. There is an idea of Eid Echad having an amonis. Eid Echad nemevi surin, the Eid Echad has amonis because you don't need Eidus. When you don't need Eidus, so of course an Eid Echad is going to be believed. Eid Echad is Neman Besoitu Be'edas Isha because it's some Raglaim Ledover. And Betsirv to Raglaim Ledover, through an Eid Echad, I can come to the same place I need to get to when I have to wait him. Eid Echad, that's Neman Beshfua, that's a whole new Musik. That's our Suyat, that's a new Chiddish Mamish. It's a parish in the Torah that requires Eidus. Mit Kosher Eidim and the Ganze Meister. But at the same time, Eid Echad is going to be believed. And the truth is, the biggest riot to this is that when it comes to Eidus Isha, and when it comes to Eidus Soita, you find Psulim HaNeman as well. What's the pshat? Why a Psulim Neman? Right? You never find the apostle being... Just because Eid Echad is believed, apostle should also be believed. The Teretz is because really all we need from the Eid Echad is a Bissel Mer Klarkai. And the apostle can give me that Klarkai. The Raglaim Ledover is being mishtatif tremendously to the outcome. So really what I need is Klarkai. Being that what I need is Klarkai, even apostle can tell to the Klarkai. By the Eid Echad being Mechayu Shvu, there's no Raglaim Ledover, there's nothing. The guy was Kofra Koyl. Chazok Eina the Meis Ponu B'fnei Bal Chayva. He should be believed. The Teretz says, oh, because it's an Eid Echad. I have no Klarkai. That Eid Echad needs to operate like a regular Eid. It's a parish of Eid. You have to be a kosher Eid. There's no halacha that apostle would be believed. But again, the bottom line is, Eid Echad, Naman Bisurim, Eid Echad Be'edas Isha, Ube'edas Soito, Eid Echad's Mechayev Shvua. The Tzad HaShav is, this is an Eid Echad being Mechayev, but ordinarily you need to weigh them. Abimetak Klerkite, these are three distinct parashias. Be'ez Hashem, we're going to get back to this, but we're going to stop for now.